before we leave the subject of CMF, there is one, at least for me, an elephant in the room, and that's called alopecia. And I do think that there are node-negative patients who will derive a large part of their benefit from anti-estrogen therapy, for whom the chemotherapy choice becomes less critical. And certainly it's part of that discussion. CMF always comes up. TC is certainly on the menu.
That actually was the way, the only chemotherapy a patient I had a couple of weeks ago that she would take was hinged entirely on the alopecia question.
You know, Andy, I agree with you. The only reason I disagree is that from what we can tell, to give CMF correctly, you need to give 6 months of it, and you need to give the cyclophosphamide orally. That seems to be the most effective.
Well, I think
whereas your group has shown us that you can give 12 to 16 weeks of chemotherapy, it's quite effective, and their hair is already growing back by the time you would have finished CMF.
And so what's the data for that statement in the adjuvant setting?
Exactly. There isn't any data in the adjuvant setting. Certainly in the metastatic setting, that appears to be the case, but we do share the
concern. 6 months? I can back that up.
No. The
oral versus IV.
The oral versus IV.
Okay, so if you extrapolate from the Engelsman trial.
How about if you extrapolate from the overview?
Edit.